Scripture reading this morning is from Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 through 27. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to your families, and kill the Passover lamb. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two doorposts with blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through and strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. And you shall observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your sons forever. It will come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, just as he promised, that you will keep the service. And it shall be when your children say to you, 'What do you mean by this service?' that you shall say, 'It is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households.' So the people bowed their heads and worshipped."
Real quick, an update on some of the things that we're doing before I get into my lesson, what we're doing in the youth group this summer. One thing that we're doing, I have two challenges for the teens this summer. One is a service challenge. We're collecting a lot of the pop tabs, the aluminum pop tabs on soda cans and things like that. Children's Hospital takes those as a donation, and they use that and recycle those and get money from those. And so we've got a challenge between the genders, between the boys and girls, to see who can get the most of those pop tabs. But then we also have a spiritual challenge, and it's 100 memory verses for this summer. So the teens, I've given them 100 memory verses for this summer, and they have the opportunity to memorize all 100 of those. But if I go back and I ask them one that they've already done a few weeks prior, and I ask them that, and they're able to recite it, they get bonus points. And the incentive behind it is if the boys win, they get to pick a punishment for Lexi to do at our camping trip at the end of the summer. And if the girls win, then I get punished somehow. And if it's up to Bobby, it's probably going to involve water balloons. But that's kind of what we're doing this summer. And then also we have about one or two activities each week, either it be at our house or at camp or up here at the building for the youth group. And I'll have that out tonight. But getting into my lesson, what are dates that we remember? Dates that we remember are usually of some importance to us, whether it be a birthday, an anniversary, hopefully, and then deaths. We remember those three dates quite a lot. I hope everybody here celebrates or remembers their birthdays and their anniversaries, and then the death of a loved one. Those are the dates that stick to us. We remember things that are memorable. And as we're doing this weekend, we have Memorial Day tomorrow. And it's turned into a memorial weekend for a lot of people. And sometimes it's every day for a lot of families. It's a memorial every day for families. Going into some of the history of Memorial Day, it started after the Civil War. So the Civil War ended in 1865, and it claimed more lives than any U.S. conflict than had been up to that date. And so there was a need for national cemeteries to honor and to bury all of those soldiers that had died. Well, by the late 1860s, several cities and towns started to remember the people that had passed in those wars. They started to set a day aside every year to remember the sacrifice that they gave. They would do that by decorating with flowers and flags on the graves in the towns. Businesses would shut down. The government says it originated in Waterloo, New York, in 1966. That's where the government says that the birthplace of Memorial Day was. They had a celebration there called Decoration Day. And what they would do is they would do just that. They would decorate the graves of the soldiers, and they would shut down the businesses and take a day aside to remember the sacrifice of the soldiers. That day was on May 5th. Well, and then later in 1968, the government passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, and it changed the date of Memorial Day from May 5th to the last Monday in May. That way it would give the federal employees a three-day weekend to remember those that had served and fallen, to sacrifice. And the original intent for Memorial Day was to just remember the Civil War veterans. But over time, it's changed, and after that act, it's changed to remember all veterans. And so I want to say thank you to all the veterans in here, because I know we have quite a few. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for the freedom that we have to come and worship and that you've provided for us. But why is Memorial Day important? Why is something for us to remember, a day set aside for a year to remember those, the sacrifice that others have made for us? Why is it important? Why is it important scripturally? If we forget the sacrifice that the men and women, we forget the price and the blessing that we have of freedom. If we don't take time to sit back and think of the sacrifice, then we forget what freedom really means and what it cost. It loses its value. We take it for granted. We need to remember the sacrifices of everyone who's given everything so that we can enjoy the comfort of worshiping God in comfy seats, in air conditioning. We can carry our Bibles openly. We can wear a cross without being afraid. We have to take time to remember those things. So the moment we forget the price is the moment we forget the importance of it. But Memorial Day, remembering things, days set aside for remembering specific acts of sacrifice, didn't start with just Memorial Day. It didn't happen after the Civil War. We see in Exodus 12 where God tells the Israelites to remember. So if you would please turn there, Exodus 12. And we're going to look at verses 21 and 23 first. Then Moses called the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go and select lambs for yourselves according to your clans and kill the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and touch the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. None of you shall go out of the door of this house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through and to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over you." We see that the first death, the first sacrifice had to be of a lamb. An innocent animal that had to die to protect the lives of other people. Something that didn't have much life already lived. It was young. But it had to die to protect the others. How many of those lambs had to be slain to cover all the doorposts? To cover all the lintels? There was a great sacrifice behind it just to protect the Israelites from death. The second death was those who did not cover the doors with the blood. How many children that night had to die? How many innocent people that were outside had to die for the Pharaoh's heart to be softened just enough to say, "Go"? How many innocent lives had to be taken just so the Israelites could leave and worship their God freely? But that's not even the reason that God wants us to remember. That's not the reason why he said this passage. Look at verse 24 and 27 through 27. "You shall observe this rite as a statute for you and your sons forever. And when you come to the land that the Lord will give you, as he has promised, you shall keep this service. And when your children say to you, 'What do you mean by this service?' you shall say, 'It is a sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, for he passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians, but spared our houses. And the people bowed their heads and worshipped. They weren't to remember just the sacrifice and the death of the Egyptians and of the lambs. They were to remember that God saved them, that God passed over them, that he did not take their life. He wanted them to remember that he saved them through the death of somebody else, through the sacrifice of somebody else, that they were saved. Just as this weekend we remember the gift of freedom that we have from those who died for that freedom, we have to remember, just like the Israelites did. He wanted them to remember that he spared them, but also there was a price. Someone had to die for the freedom. One of the shirts that I've seen going around recently is, "Freedom isn't free." And that's even with our salvation. Salvation is not free. The freedom to worship God is not free, just as our salvation is not free. It came with a price. It's free for us. All we have to do is be baptized. But it costs something very dear and very great. If you would, turn in your Bibles to Matthew 26. Because it's not just in the Old Testament where we're told to remember specific dates or specific things. Matthew 26, and we're going to look at verses 17 through 19. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover? He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover in your house.'" And the disciples did as Jesus directed them, and they prepared the Passover. Years after God had instituted this Passover feast, this Passover meal, we see that it's still being taken place. And they're taking enough time to go into a city and search for a specific man. They're taking time to set up for this memorial feast, to remember what God had done for them in Egypt. Look at verse 26. "Now as they were eating, Jesus took the bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.'" Just as we just did, Jesus, starting of the Lord's Supper, instituting the Lord's Supper, said, "Take and eat, this is my body." A body that was broken and torn, shredded and beaten, spat upon and exhausted. They didn't know what was going to come, but Jesus did, and he wanted them to remember everything that he went through for them, for us, just as we just did. Look at verse 27. "And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.'" He wanted them to remember the blood that he was about to shed. The pain that he went through. He wanted them to remember everything about what was fixing to take place. The sacrifice that he was giving them for their freedom, for their salvation. When we get as much as a splinter or a cut, we run to get a bandage to hopefully stop the bleeding or to hopefully stop the pain a little bit. I know whenever a kid gets a little scrape, they come running and go, I need a Band-Aid. I think Holden does that to me on a daily basis. But when we look at the crucifixion, each lash of the whip that filleted his flesh from his back, and then each splinter that he got in those cuts while carrying his cross, each rock that he stepped on while carrying the cross. The feeling of the nails being driven through his hands and through his feet, and then to feel the pressure against those nails while he had to struggle to breathe and push up on those. Jesus wanted them to remember the sacrifice that he was about to go through and give for their salvation, to save all of us who don't deserve it. But he did it because he loved all of us. This is what we are to remember. Not on on one day out of the year, but daily. This isn't just a Sunday thing where we're supposed to just remember when we take the Lord's Supper what it meant. It's something that we should carry with us and remember daily. The sacrifice that he gave for us. And the price of our salvation. If we forget the price, we forget the importance. And if we forget the importance, we forget the price. And the price was more than any of us can pay for our salvation. Just as the Israelites remembered the Passover, we take part in the Lord's Supper to remember the death that gave us life, knowing that death was no longer something that we should be afraid of. As Christians, we do not have to be afraid of death. We don't have to be afraid of hell because we're already covered with the blood of the Lamb. When we're baptized, we're not just covering our doorposts. We are washed in the blood of the Lamb. And that blood does not run out. It never ends. And so if you've forgotten the importance or the price of the blood, or if you've not even partaken in that and not been washed in the blood of the Lamb and covered, then I encourage you to come forward as we stand and as we sing.